Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty podcast. We got 10 minutes waivers. Again, you can check all of your snap reactions for running back, wide receiver, quarterback, and tight end out this week. I also did the running back human hand grenade index update. So you got your running back rundown as well. So you got it all. This will be just quick rundown of some waiver wire stuff to look at this week. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett playing, I think, okay-ish. He's due for some touchdown progression. It's not great. It's probably better in terms of actual play than statistical production at this point. So just sort of keep that in mind. They've gotten lit up a little bit since he's been the starter. I would note, and this is pretty scary if you're thinking about any Tua shares, the line actually improved in favor of Miami when Jacoby Brissett was named the starter. So Vegas has more respect for Brissett than Tua at this point. Pretty concerning. So that's, I think, the initial salvo. Some other situations to watch. Jacob Eason and Brett Hundley, some speculative shots. I think Wentz is going to continue to play. What I'm watching for is if they're not going to be good, they can't play Wentz past the threshold. I think it's either 75% of snaps, depending on, I think it depends on how much he plays versus if they make the playoffs. So we're looking for, you know, once he gets above 2/3, that's going to start to be close to triggering in terms of the snaps. So again, that's going to track with sort of in season, how many snaps you're going to play. And is that first round pick going to convey over to Philly? There's no way, if they're this bad of a team, that they can let that pick convey as a first, because that means that Wentz isn't the answer, I think. So I would watch for him to get sat. So again, Eason, Brett Hundley, sort of over the long term, some names to look at. I'm not particularly worried right now that's going to happen, but, you know, just down the line. I will say this too. I should mention Davis Mills played, I think, respectably. So we'll see here what this is going forward with him. But with Tyrod out, he's going to get some more opportunity. I think he played respectably. And I don't necessarily think there's – I do think he has some potential here going forward. Again, I don't think he's a long-term starter, but I think he's interesting. Brett Hundley, another one, interesting behind Eason there. Not sure who would be the starter if Wentz is out. Kyle Allen for Washington. Tyler Heinicke has struggled a little bit. Kyle Allen could potentially be one that steps in. Listen, I think they probably still have aspirations to be a playoff team. That's interesting. Peyton Barber, he's worth a spec bid if Jacobs is out. He's the injury away guy, even if Jacobs is not out. So that is absolutely one that I think we have some clarity on. I'm not going to be super aggressive, but again, I'm picking up shares in sort of small increments for these guys. Chuba Hubbard's probably going to be the big waiver wire of the week guy, assuming that he's not rostered. We should own a fair share of him. I'm selling him for seconds where I can. Royce Freeman behind him as well. I think you should probably try and sell it before the game happens, just in case you're wrong. And it's not Hubbard, it's Freeman, but I think it's going to be Hubbard. Collect any rogue shares of Freeman, because maybe the McCaffrey injury is longer than we think. Jordan Wilkins is one that could potentially be the injury away guy behind Jonathan Taylor. Now that the rumors that Marlon Mack is going to be traded. So Marlon Mack is, it looks like they're trying to trade him. They're sort of mutually agreeing to do that. And Jordan Wilkins will hopefully inherit that injury away spot. Again, it's a pure injury away spot because you do have Nyheim Hines there. It's more the rushing centric role. But I think that's an interesting one to potentially collect some rogue shares on going forward this week. Marlon Mack, similarly, he could inherit a potential starting job or a potential injury away job if he lands on the waiver wire. Brandon Bolden is like interesting from a super deep perspective in terms of maybe he's the receiving guy in New England. I wonder if they don't address the position. They brought in some guys. Raquel Armstead's a name that they brought in. So if you're playing super, super deep, he's probably on the waiver wires. He's a name to monitor. I wonder if they're in the position for a guy like David Johnson, It should be interesting. I don't know what they aspire to be contending, but that would be one that I potentially watch here going forward. Turning to the wide receiver position, I think Jacoby Myers, I'm not sure ultimately if he's available. He's probably not available in a ton of leagues, but if he is, really high amount of target share. Again, he's proven that he can play. This is probably more of a shallow recommendation, but pick up any rogue shares that he's potentially out there. Tim Patrick's one that can potentially be valuable behind Sutton, maybe behind Fant, but sort of sliding in the absence of Judy and Hamler. Hamler with the season-ending injury, and hopefully we'll get Judy back here at some point. But a pretty wide opportunity there for Tim Patrick. So he's one that I definitely think, you know, take a shot on. Again, I'm not super aggressive in terms of waivers, but take, you know, 3-5%. I like to take a lot of those shots. He's one that I would absolutely take that shot on because you're hoping for and we've seen it. You know, we have seen it. So he's one that I think warrants that type of – and I'm not huge on going after receivers and off the wire, but I think he's definitely one that you can potentially take a look at. Cordarrelle Patterson, too, if he's available. I think he's the running back two, basically gadget guy who has wide receiver eligibility on MFL. And check your other providers there in terms of their availability. That is one a sneaky start you can get in there as well. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, lots of expected yards. He's probably hit the waiver wire in some way, shape, or form. DeMarcus Robinson, I think he's the guy behind Tyreek Hill, if that matters. So that would be one to watch. DeSean Jackson's probably available. He'll probably be an interesting add for somebody. I'm probably letting him fly by. I'm not super worried about him just because it's a really low-volume situation. Freddie Swaim, really the wide receiver three in Seattle. So we'll see there. I know Lockett's a little banged up. That's potentially a spec one. I'm not super concerned about it ultimately, but I think that's one, you know, if you're playing deeper 35, 40 man roster, something like that, maybe that's where he slides in. I'm not super worried about it, like 28, 30 man, anything like that or under. Like, I got better things to do with my roster spots. Tight end position, couple of fallouts. So Tommy Tremble is traded to, excuse me, Dan Arnold is traded as part of the CJ Henderson trade. That will open up the Tommy Tremble potential in Carolina. So I would be relatively aggressive in terms of adding him. Again, that 3-5, maybe a range somewhere like that. Maybe even a little bit more for Tommy Tremble. So we'll see there. He did score a touchdown this past week. It was kind of gadget. He wasn't really a receiver thing, but he's one I think we can add. Tyler Conklin, top 12 at the position right now. Absolutely. Dawson Knox, another one, top 12 at the position. And do they stay there? I'm not sure. I like Conklin's ability to stay there more than I do Knox's at present, just because Knox is a lot more cloudy in terms of his usage as compared to Conklin, who I think is really that's a condensed passing game, I guess is the easiest way to say it. So he's one that I'd potentially look to add there ultimately. Other than that, you know, not a ton here to potentially look for. You know, Firkser, we got to monitor if he's on his way back. He's potentially an add in some leagues that he's been available. Again, Max Williams continue to sort of see that tight end centric role in Arizona. I'm going to continue to watch that. Again, I've added him in a fair number of spots. He goes 3-for-19 this past week on 3 targets. So he's got 10 targets over the past 2 weeks. You know, we'll see here how much he has on offer in coming weeks. But I think it's interesting in terms of him being out there viable and basically one of the last like starting tight ends with any sort of volume still on the waiver wire. So, all right, well, that'll do it. Under 10 minutes, your waiver wire rundown. You know, you can check out all the content at analyticsdynasty.com in the podcast feed. You know, I got probably your entire morning podcast lineup filled if you want it in terms of content this week. And then this is just meant to break it down real quickly. So that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing variance. We'll talk again very soon.